Forecasters say the next round of winter weather for northwest Florida and south Alabama is on the way, with the coats and blankets to be kept out at least a few more days.
It's going to cool off from what we've had here the last day or two, but we're really not looking for what we've had, you know, like last week. It shouldn't be nearly that cold.
Don Shepherd at the National Weather Service in Mobile says when the rain moved out on Monday, so did the moderate temperatures that were enjoyed over the weekend.
We've got one front coming across the area today and in early Wednesday. That will be the one that brings in the reinforced colder air that we'll be looking at mid to late week.
Lows around freezing are on tap for Tuesday and Wednesday evenings, while daytime readings are not expected to go beyond the low 50s.
Upper 20s in the area, maybe just inland north of I-10, and then as you get down closer to the coast, low 30s, but potentially in the 20s there on Wednesday night. And then again, we'll even have another reinforcing shot of colder air as we go into the weekend.
Shepherd says an unusually strong drop south in the jet stream brought the frigid weather the past couple of weeks, and the upper flow continues to show a substantial dip. As far as any warm-up is concerned, he says look for brief ones between the progressive systems that will bring the next round of chill.
It's going to be a while. We've got this deep upper trough over the area, so we won't see any rapid, longer-term warm-ups here for another couple of weeks, most likely at least.
Two cold weather shelters for the homeless or heatless will open this evening and Wednesday night in Santa Rosa County.
Ferris Hill Baptist Church on Chapin Street in Milton, a Community of Christ Church and Presidio Street in Navarre.
Brad Baker is the county's emergency director.
If we're going to have a sustained temperature of 40 degrees and lower, we will open our cold weather shelters. If there's any homeless or anybody who needs transportation, the sheriff's department has an agreement that they will transport them to there. If you have your own transportation, you need to be there by 8 o'clock because they will have to shut the doors.
For those at home, Baker says make sure exposed water pipes are protected. If they cannot be wrapped, then the pipe should be drained. And when it comes to protecting oneself,
they just need to stay warm and stay out of the environment. You know, exposure to even short periods of very cold can cause frostbite and lead to other problems. Bring the pets and plants inside if possible. If not, make sure that you have them a warm spot to stay in. I know a lot of people will utilize dog houses and whatnot and put a small light in there and some blankets to keep them warm. And then, of course, cover your plants or bring them inside.
Meanwhile, Don Shepherd of the Weather Service says the U.S. is not alone in dealing with abnormal weather conditions.
As you go around the globe, we were abnormally cold here last week, but over in the European continent, Russia area, they were warmer than they normally are. Because as we had that dip in the jet stream over here, they have more of a ridge over there.
Still to be determined is whether a hard freeze warning will be necessary Wednesday and Thursday evenings. If overnight temperatures are predicted to fall below the 20-degree mark, the warning will be issued by the National Weather Service. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.